It's a prayer by Sri Prahlad Maharaj in glorification of Lord
Nrisimhadeva.
And I thought I'd teach you the prayer also because it's very, very powerful prayer. So what we'll do, if you like, we can I'll repeat the prayer in the Sanskrit and you can repeat after me. And then we'll say the whole prayer a couple of times. It's a beautiful prayer.
Prekrasna molitva. Ja je mogu izgovarati na sanskritu i ponavljati za mnom, pa ćemo je tako naučiti.
This is from chapter number 18 of Canto 5, text number 8, I believe, yes. And it's the residents of Jambudvip offer prayers.
Stanovnici Jambudvipa nude molitve, to je poglavlje 18, stih je 8, petog poglavlja.
So please repeat after me.
Molim vas, ponavljajte za mnom.
Om namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namas Teja Teja Se Avir Avir Bhava Vrajanaka Vrajadamstra Karma Sayan Radaya Radaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyasta Om Shram. You like that? Yes? No? Maybe? Perhaps? Try it again. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Om Namo
Bhagavate
Narasimhaya. Namas Teja Teja Se Avir Avir Bhava Vrajanaka Vrajadamstra Karma Sayan Radaya Radaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyasta Om Shram. So, three times for emphasis. One more time, but we'll do a little different this time. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namaste Teja Teja Se. Avir
Avir Bhava
Vrajanaka Vrajadamstra Kamar Sayan Radaya Radaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha
Om.
Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyasta Om Shram. Translation. A word for word. Om. O Lord. Nama.
O Gospodine.
My respectful obeisances.
Moje ponizno poštovanje.
Bhagavate.
Bhagavate.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Svevišnjoj božanskoj osobi.
Narasimhaya,
Narasimhaya,
known as Lord Nrisimhadev.
Poznatom kao gospodin Nrisimhadev.
Nama,
Nama,
obeisances.
Teja
Teja Se,
Teja Teja Se,
the power of all power.
Moć, sve moći.
Let them repeat English and then you say.
Okay.
Avir Avir Bhava.
Avir Avir Bhava.
Please be fully manifest.
Please be fully manifest. Molim te potpuno se manifestiraj.
Vrajanaka.
Vrajanaka.
O you who possess nails like thunderbolts.
O you who possess nails like thunderbolts. O ti koji imaš nokte poput groma.
Vrajadamstra.
Vrajadamstra.
O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts.
O you who possess teeth like Otići su zubi nalik gromu.
Karma asayan.
Karma asayan.
Demoniac desires to be happy by material activities.
Demoniac desires to be happy by material activities. Demonske želje da budemo sretni materijalnim djelatnostima.
Radaya radaya.
Radaya radaya.
Kindly vanquish.
Ljubazno uništi.
Tama.
Tama.
Ignorance in the material world.
Neznanje u materijalnom svijetu.
Grasa.
Grasa.
Kindly drive away.
Ljubazno otjeraj.
Grasa.
Grasa.
Kindly drive away.
Ljubazno otjeraj.
Om.
Om.
Om my lord. Swaha.
Om gospodine. Swaha.
Respectful oblations.
Ponizno poštovanje.
Abayam.
Abayam.
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness. Neustrašivost.
Abayam.
Abayam.
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness. Neustrašivost.
Atmani.
Atmani.
In my mind.
In my mind. U mom umu.
Bujesta.
Bujesta.
May you appear.
May you appear. Neka se pojaviš.
Om.
Om.
O Lord. Sham.
Sham.
The beads or seed of mantras offering prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev.
Bija ili sjeme mantra, sjeme za nuđenje, sjeme mantre za odavanje poštovanja Nrsimhadevu.
Please repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrsimhadev. The source of all power.
The source of all power.
O my Lord.
Who
possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish our demonic desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world.
O moj gospodine Nrsimhadev, odajem poštovanje, svoje poštovanje gospodine Nrsimhadev. Good that I know this other last. Odajem poštovanje gospodine Nrsimhadev, izvoru sve moći. O moj gospodine, čiji su nokti i zubi nalik munji, ljubazno uništi naše demonske želje za plodonosnim djelatnostima u ovom materijalnom svijetu. Molimo te, pojavi se u našim srcima i rasprši naše neznanje, tako da tvojom milošću možemo postati neustrašivi.
Yeah. You're reading purport?
No,
this is translation of the verse.
Translation, okay.
Molimo te, pojavi se u našim srcima i otjeraj naše neznanje, tako da tvojom milošću možemo postati neustrašivi u borbi za opstanak u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Okay. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39, Sumat Kumara speaks the following words to Maharaj Prithu. Yapada pankaja palayas vilasa bhaktya karmasayam grahitam ugrata yanti santaham tavanna diksha matayo yatayo pirudha strotanganastam aranam bhajad vasudevam. Devotees, always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet, can very easily become freed from the hard knot of desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult, the non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to the fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strong, fixed fruit of desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes Purita Bhakti devotional service as follows. Ayabilasita sunyam jnana karmana avritam anukulena krishna silanam bhakti uttamam. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed from all material desires, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Materialist persons always desire gold. Materialistic persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus, Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Nrisimhadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free from material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse.
U Šrimad Bhagavatamu 4.22.39 Sanat Kumara govori sljedeći stih kralju Prituvu. Bhakte su uvijek angažirani u službi prstiju gospodinovih lotosovih stopala. I oni mogu jako lako biti oslobođeni od čvrsto ukorijenih želja za plodonosnim djelatnostima. Budući da je ovo veoma teško, a bhakte, gijani i jogi ne mogu zaustaviti valove čulnog uživanja, iako pokušavaju učiniti to. Stoga, savjetuju ti se da se angažiraš u predano služenje Krišne, sina Vasudeve. Svako živo biće u materijalnom svijetu ima snažnu želju da uživa materiju do punog zadovoljstva. Iz ovog razloga uslovljena duša mora prihvatiti jedno tijelo za drugim i tako njegove snažne čvrste materijalne želje se nastavljaju. Osoba ne može zaustaviti ponavljanje rođenja i smrti bez da je potpuno bez želja. Stoga Šrila Rupa Goswami opisuje čistu bhakti na sljedeći način. Osoba treba vršiti transcendentalnu ljubavnu službu gospodinu povoljno i bez želje za materijalnim profitom ili dobitkom od plodonosnih djelatnosti ili filozofske spekulacije. To se zove čisto predano služenje. Ukoliko osoba nije potpuno oslobođena svih materijalnih želja, koje su uzrokovane gustom tamom neznanja, ne može se potpuno angažirati u predano služenju gospodina. Stoga mi uvijek trebamo nuditi molitve gospodinu Nrisimhadevu, koji je ubio Hiranyakashipua, personifikaciju materijalne želje. Hiranya znači zlato, Kashipu znači mekani jastuk ili krevet. Materialističke osobe uvijek žele da stvore udobnost tijelu i zaradi ovoga oni zahtijevaju veliku količinu zlata. Stoga, Hiranyakashipu je bio savršeni predstavnik materialističkog života. On je stoga bio uzrok velikog uznemirenja za najvišeg baktu, Prahlad Maharaju, dok su gospodin Nrisimhadev nije ubio. Svaki bakta koji želi biti oslobođen od materijalnih želja treba nuditi svoje molitve s poštovanjem Nrisimhadevu kao što je učinio Prahlad Maharaj u ovom stihu.
Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyana Jina Salakaya Chaksu Unvilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stabditam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swam Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's a beautiful prayer spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Prekrasna molitva koju je Prahlad Maharaj izgovorio u petom pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatama.
And he's describing the situation of the living entity in the material world.
Opisuje položaj živog bića u materijalnom svijetu.
He's asking, my dear Lord, please destroy these desires that appear in our hearts.
On moli, gospodine, molim te, uništi ove želje koje se pojavljuju u našim srcima.
These desires are based on ignorance.
One su utemeljene na neznanju.
And they cause so much fear.
I zbog toga ima toliko strah.
Everyone in the material world is fearful.
Svatko u materijalnom svijetu je pun straha.
And what is the greatest fear?
Ako je najveći strah?
Death.
Smrt.
Yeah. There's a saying in Bengal. What is the worst thing? Death. Takes everything away.
Ima izreka u Bengalu, koja je najgora stvar? Smrt. Ona sve odnosi.
The conditioned soul is always fearful.
Uslovena duša je uvijek puna straha.
Fearful of not gaining.
Fearful of?
Of not gaining.
Of not gaining. U strahu da ne dobije nešto.
Fearful of losing.
Strah od gubitka.
Fear.
Strah.
Fear of the uncertain.
Od nesigurnosti.
Uncertainty.
Od nesigurnosti.
So fear is characterized by the consciousness of the living entity in the material world. Everyone's fearful.
I to je karakteristika svjesnosti živog bića u materijalnom svijetu.
So Prahlad Maharaj is praying for what? Fearlessness.
Prahlad Maharaj se moli za što? Neustrašivost.
My dear Lord, peer in our hearts, drive away our ignorance and give us fearful in this fearlessness in this struggle for material existence.
Moj dragi gospodine, pojavi se u našim srcima, rasprši naše neznanje, podari nam neustrašivost u materijalnom svijetu.
To live in the material world means to struggle.
Živjeti u materijalnom svijetu znači borba.
Just to maintain the body is a struggle.
Borba je samo za održavati tijelo.
And especially in today's society where everything has become so difficult, so complicated.
A posebno u današnjem društvu gdje je sve postalo tako teško i komplicirano.
Just to maintain the body becomes so difficult.
Jednostavno držati tijelo postaje veoma teško.
Although there's so many modern conveniences and conveyances, still people are struggling hard to somehow maintain the body.
Iako ima toliko mnogo materijalističkih olakšica, još uvijek ljudi se toliko bore da održe tijelo.
So to be in the material world means to struggle.
Biti u materijalnom svijetu znači borba.
So that struggle is based on ignorance, really.
Ta borba je temeljena na neznanju.
One is struggling only because they are under the illusion that happiness is based on the body.
Osoba se bori na taj način samo zato što je iluziji da je sreća dolazi od tijela.
That which is causing so much suffering, pain and difficulty, people are trying to find happiness.
U onome što donosi toliko boli i nevolje, ljudi pokušavaju naći sreću.
This is material life.
To je materijalni život.
People work so hard, accumulate so much, make so many arrangements.
Ljudi rade tako teško, toliko mnogo gomilaju i rade toliko mnogo aranžmana.
Waste so much time and energy and resources.
Gube toliko mnogo vremena, energije i sredstava.
And the result is they become miserable.
I kao rezultat postaju bijedni.
They work for their own misery.
Rade za vlastitu bijedu.
It's like a man who is trying to become strong.
Poput čovjeka koji želi postati snažan.
So sometimes you see the people like they like to have big muscles.
Ponekad ljudi žele imati velike mišiće.
So they can impress all the girls.
Tako da mogu impresionirati djevojke.
Or feel like they're powerful.
Da se mogu osjećati moćnim.
But then imagine a person who has big muscles.
Zamislite osobu s velikim mišićima.
And then he punches himself in the face.
I onda udari sebe u lice.
It's ridiculous.
Smiješno.
But that's what material life is like. Working so hard to get something which causes you pain.
Ali to je materijalni život. Raditi teško da dobiješ nešto što će ti donijeti nevolju.
Struggling so hard for money.
Toliko teška borba za novac.
They get money. They try to save it. They spend it on for what they like. They're always afraid of losing it, afraid of not getting it, afraid of someone stealing it.
Uvijek ima toliko mnogo straha i kad dobiju novac da ga neko ne ukrade, da ga, ili da ga neće dobiti, ili kad ga dobiju da ga neće izgubiti.
There's so many, everyone has locks now.
Svako sad ima brave.
Locks on this door, locks on that door, this door, everyone, everything is locked up, right?
Sve je zaključeno na ovim vratima, na onim vratima.
Yeah. In America it's amazing. You see the stores in the shops, they have big bars on the windows and then they lock them at night so nobody can break in.
Tako u Americi vidite da imaju takve ključanice čak i na prozorima, tako da niko ne može proći unutra, izlazimo od dućana.
Everyone is afraid.
Svako se boji.
That's material life.
To je materijalni život.
And that is trying to be happy based on sense gratification.
Pokušavanje dostizanja sreće temeljeno na čulom uživanju.
Which causes one to be in ignorance.
To uzrokuje osobu da bude u neznanju.
Ignorance is the cause of suffering.
Neznanje je uzrok patnje.
Which causes one to act in the wrong way.
Jer nas učini da djelujemo na krivi način.
When acts in the wrong way, they get a result contrary to what their best interest.
Ako osoba djeluje na pogrešan način, dobit će rezultat
protivan
njenom
interesu. So this is a hard struggle for existence.
To je teška borba za opstanak.
And after people struggle so hard, accumulate so much, and you know somehow or other arrange their life, then death comes along and says, "All right, time to get out."
I nakon što ljudi rade tako teško, uspiju nagomilati novac i održati se, na kraju dođe smrt i kaže, "OK, izlazi van."
In the meantime, they're so intoxicated by their state of existence that they don't realize the reality of their suffering.
U međuvremenu su toliko intoksicirani materijalnom egzistencijom da niti ne shvaćaju svoju patnju.
People take drugs.
Uzimaju drogu.
Get intoxicated with alcohol.
Alkohol.
And just become crazy, just to forget the miseries of material life.
Postaju ludi samo da bi zaboravili bijede materijalnog svijeta.
We come to Mangalarti every day. Ricardo's driving me.
Mi dolazimo na
Mangalarti. So we arrive here at 5 o'clock.
Svaki dan Ricardo me vozi.
People are still walking the streets from last night.
Došli smo tu ujutro u 5 i ljudi još uvijek šetaju ulicama od prošle noći.
We're hoping they'll come to Mangalarti.
Nadamo se da će doći na Mangalarti.
But they don't.
Ali ne.
They're all drunk, intoxicated, and have tried all kinds of crazy things, and now they're just going to go sleep and forget about their misery for a while.
Da, oni neće, oni se intoksiciraju, rade sve vrste ludosti i onda će ići spavati da zaborave na svoje bijede, bar za neko vrijeme.
It's not a very productive life.
To nije vrlo produktivan život.
But they're stuck.
Ali su zaglavili.
This is material life. And everyone is trying to find happiness.
I svatko pokušava naći sreću.
So here Prahlad Maharaj says, these desires to enjoy the material world, they're like demons.
Prahlad Maharaj ovdje kaže da su želje za uživanje materijalnog svijeta poput demona.
And a demon comes into your life is miserable.
Kad demon dođe u vaš život, on postaje bjedan, vaš život.
Or somebody who's acting like a demon.
Ili neko tko djeluje kao demon.
And your life is not very happy, right? Try to get rid of them as fast as you can.
Morate se toga osloboditi što prije, riješiti.
But desires, when they go into the heart, you can't, not only can you not get rid of them so easy, but you don't even know they're there.
Ali kad želje dođu u srce, ne samo da ih se ne možete tek tako riješiti, nego niti ne znate da su tu.
They're like invisible demons.
Oni su nevidljivi demoni.
They just harass you.
Oni vas jednostavno teroriziraju.
Harass you to fulfill their desires, but at the same time never give you satisfaction. Isn't that amazing?
Muče vas da ispunite želje koje nikad neće donijeti zadovoljstvo.
The whole life you're harassed, and at the end you get nothing. It's more harassment. Harassment.
Da.
So this is material life. Being harassed by demons all the time.
Biti mučen od strane demona čitavo vrijeme.
So here's the solution.
Ovdje je rješenje.
Prahlad Maharaj gives the solution.
Prahlad Maharaj daje rješenje.
We can't overcome these things.
Možemo ove stvari nadići.
We're helpless. These demons are powerful.
ali bespomoćni smo.
And when they capture our minds and hearts, they control us.
Demoni su moćni, oni uhvate naš um i srca.
By our own efforts, we can't get free of their influence.
I kontroliraju nas i ne možemo se vlastitim naporom osloboditi njihovog utjecaja.
But Krishna can help.
Ali Krishna može
pomoći. And here, especially Lord Nrisimhadev.
A ovdje posebno
gospodin he's especially endowed with the power to destroy demons.
On je posebno obdaren moći da uništi demone.
Lord Nrisimhadev, he causes fear in the hearts of all demons. Simply by his appearance, all the demons run and flee in fear.
On uzrokuje samim svojom pojavom strah u demonima da se oni razbježe.
Hmm. Sometimes people they see a picture of Lord Nrisimhadev on our wall.
Ponekad ljudi vide sliku gospodina Nrisimhadeva na našem zidu.
In America, most of our temples, we have that one classic picture of Lord Nrisimhadeva where he's ripping apart Karani Kashipu and there's blood all over the place and intestines and he's just fierce. And so people come into our temple and say, what's that?
Evo tako veliku sliku imamo u hramu Nrisimhadeva kako kida s noktima trbuh Hiranyakaship, onda ljudi dođu i čude se, šta je ovo?
We say that's God.
Mi kažemo, to je Bog.
It's for hard to them for understand that that's God.
Teško im je shvatiti da je to
But
Bog.
It's a special merciful manifestation of God to destroy inauspicious and demoniac influences in our life.
Ali to je posebna milostiva manifestacija Boga da uništi nesreću, nepovoljnosti.
To the devotees. And he rids the demons.
On je vezan za bakte i uništava demone.
But here we're not speaking about, you know, demons that we can see. These are invisible demons. The demons that reside in our heart in the form of lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride and envy.
Ovdje ne govorimo o demonima koje možemo vidjeti, već nevidljivim demonima u srcu kao što su zavist, požuda, pohlepa, gnjev.
Just like the two gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay.
Kao dva čuvara vrata.
When they fell
vratana.
To the material world, they became demons for three births each, or six demons.
Kad su pali materni svijet, bili su tri rođenja demoni, znači šest demona.
And each one of them had a specific outstanding material bad quality.
I svaki od njih je imao specifičnu materijalnu lošu odliku.
Who knows? We'll ask the devotees. Each of one of these six demons possessed a particular anartha that was outstanding.
Svaki od ovih šest demona ima određenu anartu koja se ističe.
What was the first demon?
Koji je bio prvi demon, pitanje?
Hiranyaksha. The brother of Hiranyakashipu.
Brat Hiranyakashipu.
What was his activity?
Koja je bila njegova djelatnost?
He was just taking so much gold from the earth.
On je uzimao toliko zlata iz zemlje.
And he didn't care about the residents of the earth, so much so that the earth fell out of its orbit, bound down to the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean.
I uopće nije mario da je nanosio nevolju stanovnicima zemlje i ona je tako bila poremećena i pale u Garbhodaka ocean.
And the Lord appeared as Vrahadev.
I onda se gospodin pojavio kao Vrahadev.
A huge boar.
Ogroman vepar.
Beautiful boar.
Prekrasan vepar.
Boars are not very nice people.
Veprovi nisu jako dobri ljudi.
But this boar was very beautiful.
Ali ovaj vepar je bio prekrasan.
Beautiful garments.
Odjeven u jako lijepu odjeću.
And when all the demigods saw him, they offered beautiful prayers to a boar.
Kad su ga polubogovi vidjeli, odali su jako lijepe molitve.
A boar is a pig.
Vepru.
A male pig. A
vepar je zapravo muška svinja.
He runs in the jungle and he's wild.
On je divlji.
So Krishna took the form
džungli.
Of a boar.
I Krishna uzeo oblik vepra.
Just to go down to the bottom of the Garbhodak ocean to retrieve the earth, bring it back and kill the demon Hiranyaksha.
Jednostavno da bi zaronio do dna oceana, izvuko zemlju i ubio Hiranyakshu.
So what was his outstanding quality?
Koja je bila njegova izrazita odlika Hiranyakshu?
Who knows?
Tko zna?
Greed. He was a demon of greed.
On je bio demon pohlepe.
Greed, you see people that are greedy? Oh, they're so selfish.
Vidite ljude koji su pohlepni, jako su sebični.
Give me more, more and more money.
Još.
More and more sex.
Još sex.
More and more material things.
Još materijalnih.
More,
živa.
More.
Više, više.
We call it in the West, they teach you, more is better.
Na zapadu uče vas, što više to bolje.
The more you have, the better, the more happy you'll be.
Što više imaš, bit ćeš sretniji.
Greed.
Pohlepa.
Prabhupada says the whole society of economics is based on the principle of greed.
Prabhupada kaže čitav ekonomski sistem je temeljen na pohlepi.
The whole economic system is to create a desire within the hearts and minds of the living being to have more.
I namijenjen je da jednostavno još više stvara želje živih bića da imaju više.
You have a car but you need another car.
Imaš auto, ali treba ti još jedan auto.
You have your computer, but you need a new one.
Imaš kompjuter, ali treba ti novi.
You have your girlfriend, but, you know,
imaš djevojku, ali
you need another one, because, you know, you need a little variety in your life.
Još jednu, drugu, jer treba raznolikost u životu.
So people are always accumulating more.
Ljudi gomilaju uvijek više i više.
More cars, more computers.
Više auta.
More electronic devices.
Više kompjutera.
More food.
Više elektronskih uređaja.
More husbands and wives.
Više hrane, više
more,
muževa i žena.
More. 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 I need more. Give me more.
Trebam još, trebam još.
Greed, right? Never satisfied.
I pohlepa nikad nije zadovoljna.
The more you have, the less you're satisfied.
Što više imaš, manje si zadovoljan.
So Krishna came as Varahadev and killed the demon of greed.
Tako je Krishna došao kao Varahadev i ubio je tog demona pohlepe.
What was the next demon?
Koji je bio sljedeći?
Haranyakashipu. He wanted to be immortal.
On je htio biti besmrtan.
He wanted to be the supreme personality of Godhead in the universe.
On je htio biti svevišnja božanska osoba.
He wanted to be free from death. So he performed so many austerities and penances. He got the mercy of Brahma. Brahma gave him all kinds of benedictions.
Htio je se osloboditi smrti. Zato je vršio sve vrste strogosti i pokora da bi zadovoljio Brahmu da mu da blagoslov.
And so, and based on all these benedictions, he went conquering the whole universe. And he defeated all the demigods and captured the throne of Indra. And subjugated all the demigods as his servants, except for three demigods, two, Brahma, Shiva, and Narada. Everyone else was his servant.
I zahvaljujući tim blagoslovima Brahme, on je zauzeo čitav svemir, čak je zauzeo mjesto Indre i porazio sve polubogove osim Brahme, Shive i Narade. Svi su bili njegovi sluge.
He was the undisputable power within the universe by his own estimations.
Bio neprikosnovena moć u svemiru po svojim vlastitim mjerilima.
He wanted to be as good as God. He wanted to be God.
Htio je biti Bog.
So, but he had one problem.
Ali imao je problem.
Couldn't control his son.
Nije mogao vladati svojim sinom.
Son was a pure devotee.
Sin je bio čisti bakt.
Son was fearless.
Bio neustrašiv.
And though his father was feared by everyone, still Prahlad had no fear of his father.
Iako se svatko plašio njegovog oca, Prahlad se nije plašio.
And not only didn't he have any fear for him, he tried to preach to him and save him.
Ne samo da nije imao strah od njega, već mu pokušavao propovijedati i spasiti ga.
He said, "My dear father, you're in Maya."
Rekao, dragi oče, ti si u Maji.
Get out of Maya. Go to Vrindavan. Worship Krishna.
Odi u Vrindavan i obožavaj Krishnu.
Quit terrorizing the universe. Do something productive.
Šta teroriziraš svemir? Učini nešto korisno.
Yeah, so this he's preaching to him, and he tried to kill his son because his son wouldn't become a demon like him.
On mu propovjedao, a otac ga pokušava ubiti jer vidio da neće postati demon poput njega.
But as hard as he tried, because Prahlad was completely protected by the Lord, he wasn't successful, and then he became so upset.
Koliko god je pokušavao, ni nikako mogao, jer je Prahlad bio zaštićen od gospodina i zato se jako razljutio.
Finally, he said to his son, you know, where do you get your power from?
Konačno rekao sinu, čekaj, odakle
I can see you're pretty powerful.
Odakle tvoja moć, vidim da si jako moćan.
I can't even kill you.
Čak ti ni ja ne mogu ubiti.
And Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear father, O best of the demons."
Prahlad rekao, "O moj dragi oče, najbolji od demona."
Call him the best of all demons.
Zoga je tako, najbolji
He
od
said,
demona.
"I get my power from the same place you get your power from, from the same place everybody gets their power from."
Ja dobijam moć iz istog mjesta odakle i ti, odakle svako drugi dobija moć.
From God,
od Boga.
The source of all power.
On izvor sve moći.
Rani Kashipu said, "My power is my power."
Rani Kashipu rekao, "Moja moć je moja moć."
So what was his anartha?
Koja je bila njegova anartha? Envy, something. Illusion.
Pride. There you go. He was so proud of his power and his position.
Bio jako ponosan, ponos.
He was proud. He thought he was the greatest. When you think you're great, then you think everybody's less than you.
Kad misli da ste veliki, onda misli da su svi ostali niži, manji od vas. Niži.
It's like, what is the greatest form of pride in this world?
Koji je najviši oblik ponosa u ovom svijetu?
In the Bhagavatam it explains, there are so many things to be proud of.
U Bhagavatam je opisano toliko
being
mnogo
proud
stvari
of being beautiful,
na kojima možete biti ponosni.
Being proud of being talented.
Ako ste lijepi.
Being proud of being wealthy.
Ako ste bogati.
Being proud of being famous.
Ako ste slavni.
And just being proud.
Ili jednostavno ste ponosni.
So what is the most intoxicating form of pride?
Koja naj
all the kinds of pride you can have. What is the element that makes you most proud?
Koja je to stvar koja vas čini najponosnijim?
Yeah, when others worship you, but because of what? In this material world, people are worshipped because of rich. You got it. Wealth.
Bogatstvo.
That's the most intoxicating form of pride. Because you have wealth, you think, I can do anything. I can go anywhere. I can control whoever I want to control.
Najviše opija.
I'm God.
Bogatstvo. Mislim, mogu sve,
wealth.
Mogu ići gdje hoću, mogu raditi što hoću.
The most intoxicating form of pride.
To je najzagađenija vrsta ponosa.
And so when Krishna takes everybody's wealth away, he makes them humble.
I onda Krishna oduzme njihovo bogatstvo i
makes, he tries to cut down their pride. So the Lord came as Lord Nrsingadev and killed the demon of pride.
Tako je gospodin došao kao Nrsingadev i ubio je demona ponosa.
Okay. Next set of demons was.
Sljedeći
set
demona. Ko je bio sljedeći?
Ravana and Kumbhakarna.
Ravana Kumbhakarna.
Ravana, what was his? He was handsome, very good looking. He knew the Vedas.
On je bio jako lijep, dobro izgledao, moćan.
He had great power.
Poznavao je Vede.
But one thing, he was never satisfied.
Ali jedna stvar, nikad nije bio
zadovoljan.
He
always wanted another woman to exploit.
Uvijek je htio drugu ženu da iskoristava.
He had so many wives.
Da, toliko mnogo žena.
In fact, he had the best of all wife, one of the most chaste and faithful wife in the universe, Mandodari.
Imao je čak najbolju ženu u svemiru, jednu od najčestitijih žena u svemiru, Mandodari.
Mandodari is exalted in the Vedas as being a very chaste lady.
Ona je slavljena
her faithfulness to her husband Ravana.
Kao jako čestita žena zbog svoje odanosti.
And she was highly qualified.
Bila je jako kvalificirana.
She had so many women.
Ima toliko mnogo žena.
But still he wanted another one.
Ali ipak je htio drugu.
So what was his problem?
Koji je bio njegov problem?
Lust.
Požuda.
Lust. What is lust?
Što je požuda?
Lust is like a blazing fire.
Požuda je poput plamteće vatre.
If you want to put out a fire,
ako zapalite vatru,
you don't feed it.
Ne hranite.
If you put fuel on the fire, it becomes brighter, stronger.
Ako stavite gorivo na vatru, ono postaje jača.
So to feed lust makes it even bigger.
Hraniti požudu, znači,
people try to satisfy their lusty desires. And for a few moments it goes away.
Još više se raspuši.
But then when after some time it comes back even worse.
Ljudi pokušaju zadovoljiti svoje požudne želje i na trenutak je bolje, ali kasnije postaje još više rasplamsan.
Just like if you build a fire.
Kao kad napravite vatru.
And you throw a big log on the fire.
I stavite velik komad drva.
The fire goes down for a few minutes.
Na trenutak vatra se spusti.
Because of the log.
Zbog tog
But
drva.
Then after some time, once it catches, then it starts to burn even stronger.
Ali nakon nekog vremena kad uhvati to drvo, ona postaje još jača.
So lust is like that.
Slično je s požudom.
That is, when we satisfy our lust, we feel like, oh, I'm happy. But after a few moments, again it comes back.
Kad zadovoljimo našu požudu, osjećamo trenutno, aha, sad sam zadovoljan. Ali so, nakon nekoliko trenutaka ona se ponovo vraća.
So in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks Krishna, what forces a man to act against his will, sinfully, even though he knows?
Arjuna pita Krishnu Bhagavad Gita, što je to što prisiljava čovjeka da djeluje griješno, čak i ako zna da to ne bi trebao raditi?
And Krishna says in the next verse, it is lust and lust only, coming in contact with the material mode of passion. It's later transformed into wrath. It's the all-devouring sinful enemy of this world, lust.
Krishna mu odgovara u sljedećem stihu, to je požuda i samo požuda koja dolazi od gune strasti i koja je veliki grešni neprijatelj.
So this lust is never satisfied. The more you feed it, the more it gets bigger.
Nikad nije zadovoljena. Što je više hranite, postaje jača.
Krishna describes where this lust sits.
I Krishna opisuje, objašnjava gdje ona sjedi.
He says it sits in three places.
Ona počiva na tri mjesta.
In the mind.
U umu.
In the intelligence.
U inteligenciji.
And in the senses.
I u čulima, u sjetilima.
And Krishna gives the formula how to overcome lust.
I Krishna daje formulu kako nadići požudu.
And he calls lust the destroyer of knowledge and self-realization.
I on je naziva uništavateljem znanja i samospoznaje.
You see, sometimes a person is so lusty.
Vidite, nekad
osoba can't control their senses.
Jako požudna, ne može vladati čulima, ne može vladati umom.
They're never happy.
I nikad nije sretna.
You give them something,
dajte mu nešto.
They're happy for a few seconds, but after a while,
par sekundi je sretna,
they want something
ali
else.
Odmah, malo kasnije želi nešto drugo.
Lust is like a,
požuda je takva.
Like a fire that is just keeps burning brighter and brighter.
Kao vatra koja nastavlja goriti sve jače i jače.
So Krishna tells Arjuna that to destroy this slayer of knowledge and self-realization, one must regulate the senses.
Krishna kaže Arjuni da bi ubio tog uništavatelja znanja, osoba mora vladati čulima.
But Ravana's senses were not regulated.
Ali Ravana čula nisu bila ovladana.
He had over 1,000 wives and still he wanted the goddess of fortune, Sita.
Više od 1,000 žena, a još uvijek je htio imati božicu sreće,
and,
Situ.
And this is another point. This is a very important point.
I još jedan vrlo važna poanta.
That lust covers a man's intelligence.
Požuda prekriva čovjekovu inteligenciju.
Just like what was all his friends and relatives telling him.
Što su mu govorili svi njegovi rođaci i prijatelji?
They were saying, Ravana Prabhu.
Ravana Prabhu.
You know, you got everything.
Sve imaš.
You're wealthy, you're powerful, you're handsome, you got so many wives. Just
moćan.
Be satisfied. Give Sita back. We're losing all our armies. Our city is being destroyed. Just return Sita and you can live happily.
Imaš toliko lijepih stvari. Imaš toliko žena. Zašto sad još želiš Situ? A vrati je, možeš živjeti sretno. Ovako će nam izgorit će nam čitav grad.
But he couldn't hear.
Nije mogao čuti.
All his best friends, his relatives, his sons, everyone was advising him, you know,
njegovi rođaci, sinovi,
give Sita back.
Svi su mu savjetovali, vrati Situ.
Couldn't hear.
Nije mogao čuti.
Lust destroys one's intelligence.
Požuda uništava inteligenciju.
Sometimes I speak to some people, give them some counseling.
Ponekad dajem neke savjete.
They have some problems.
Koji imaju problema.
And you give some counseling.
I onda dobiju savjet.
And they say, Maharaj, you're right, but I can't do it.
Kažu, Maharaj, u pravu si, ali ne mogu to učiniti.
I'm just too attached.
Previše vezan.
Give me something easier to do.
Daj mi nešto lakše.
It's like that. Sometimes we're just so attached to sense gratification, we can't give it up.
Ponekad smo jednostavno tako vezani za čulo uživanje, ne možemo ga napustiti.
Lust.
To je požuda.
So, who came along and killed him?
I tko je došao i ubio ga?
Ram. Shot an arrow. Right into the heart.
Spalio strijelu direktno u srce.
Where it's the seed of all lust, right?
Je sjeme.
It's cutting off his head first.
Prvo je što njegove glave skinuo sa
strijelama. All his heads were going, but the heads were kept coming back.
Ali glave su ponovo rasle.
And finally, he was Ram couldn't figure out how to kill him.
Kako bi otkrio njegovu glavu, noga bi izrasla. Mislim, kako da ga ubijem?
Finally, Vibhishan said, his power is in his heart. He has an unlimited reservoir of nectar in his heart, and you have to dry up that nectar by shooting an arrow.
Onda mi Vibhishan rekao da je njegova moć u njegovom srcu, da ima ogrom nektar u srcu koji treba
sušiti. So Ram took this arrow. It was a powerful arrow given by him by Agastya Muni. So powerful that he put it on his bow and he strung it. The whole universe shook just by him stringing that arrow.
Kada je strela bila tako moćna, dao je Rami Agastya Muni. Da samo što je, kada je nategao samo tu strijelu, čitao svemir se tresao.
Everyone held their breath. Everyone was in complete terror of this arrow. And when he fired that arrow, went into the heart of Ravana, went right through him. Came out the other side, went all the way around the universe and came back into the quiver of Ram. That was the power of that arrow. Went through the earth and came out the other side and came around and came back to Ram. That was that arrow.
Ta sreda bila takva da je, kad je ispalio u Ravanu, probila mu je srce, zatim je ušla u zemlju, izašla na drugu stranu, obišla cijelu zemlju, vratila se nazad Rami u tobolac.
It wasn't an ordinary arrow.
To nije bila obična strijela.
It took a very powerful arrow.
To je bila veoma moćna strijela.
So to kill lust, it's not easy.
Ubiti požudu nije lako.
Very difficult.
Jako
teško. So you have to pray to Ram. My dear Ram, shoot that arrow into my heart. Get rid of this lust.
Tako morate se moliti Ram, da molim te ispucaj ovu strijelu, tu strijelu u moje srce i oslobodi me požude.
So what was the next demon?
Koji je bio sljedeći demon?
Kumbhakarna. And what was his quality? We named pride, greed and lust. There's three left now.
Oslovili smo za sada požudu.
There's anger, illusion,
pohlepu,
and envy. What was
bonus.
It? Illusion. He was in big illusion.
Kumbhakarna bio
iluziju. Every day, right?
On je spavao.
In fact, he slept the whole year.
Spavao čitavu godinu bi spavao.
And then he would get up and eat for one day and go back to sleep.
I onda bi se probudio, jedan dan bi jeo i onda bi opet išao spavati.
Right. That's all he did, is eat and sleep. Illusion.
Samo je spavao, on je predstavljao iluziju.
He was in the illusion that I'm this body.
Bio
he has a big body too.
Ja sam ovo tijelo.
Huge. And he came out for that one day to fight. His body was so huge, it was towering over the entire city of Lanka. When the monkey soldiers saw that, whoa, they just ran. Hanuman said, come back, come on, we have to fight this guy. The monkeys were scared when they saw him. He was so big.
Bio je tako ogroman da samo se pojavio, svi majmuni su se razbježali na sve strane, Hanuman ih je zvao, vratite se natrag, moramo se boriti s njim. Međutim, bio je tako strašan.
He was in complete illusion.
Bio potpuna iluzija.
But actually he got tricked.
No, bio je prevaren.
His brother and him, Ravana and Kumbhakarna, they, along with other family members, they performed all austerities. And then Lord Brahma appeared to them to give them benedictions.
Svi su vršili strogosti njegovi članovi obitelji i onda se pojavio Brahma da mu da blagoslove.
So, when the demigods heard that Brahma was going to give Kumbhakarna a benediction,
da su polubogovi čuli da će Brahma dati Kumbhakarni blagoslov,
the demigods came to Brahma and they said, hey, you can't give that guy any benedictions. He's destroying everything already. If he becomes any more powerful, there'll be nothing left of the universe.
Kaže, ako njemu daš blagoslov, već toliko moćan, sve jede u čitom svemiru, neće ostati ništa od svemira.
So, Brahma didn't know what to do.
Brahma nije znao šta da radi.
So, he called Saraswati, his wife.
Pozvao svoju suprugu Saraswati.
The wife to the better half of the husband.
bolja polovina muža.
So she came.
Ona je došla.
She said, I have a plan.
I rekla, imam plan.
When he asks for a benediction,
kad on pita blagoslov,
and then I'll appear on his tongue and I'll speak something.
Ja ću se pojaviti na njegovom jeziku i brzo ću nešto reći.
So he came before Brahma, and Brahma says, what do you want? What benediction do you want?
I kad je Kumbhakarna došao,
and he started to speak, he said, I want, and then Saraswati appeared on his tongue and said, I want to sleep.
I tako kad se Kumbhakarna pojavio pred Brahmu, kad Brahma pitao koji blagoslov želiš, on rekao je želi, i onda je zastao i onda je Saraswati brzo rekla želim spavati.
So, and then he thought, what did I say?
So
Brahma said, so be it.
Brahma brzo rekao, neka
granted,
bude tako.
Granted, you can sleep. And Ravana was there. He said, Brahma, you can't do that.
I Ravana je tu bio.
You can't make him sleep all the time.
Brahma, ne možeš...
What he asked for.
Ne možeš to učiniti nikad. Kako da spava cijelo vrijeme? Pa to je pitao. To je tražio.
You have to give him some change. So Brahma said, all right, he can sleep every day of the year except one.
Onda Brahma rekao, dobro, može spavati svaki dan u godini.
That day he can get up and he can eat. Then he goes back to sleep for the rest of the year.
Sve dane u godini može spavati, ali jedan dan se može probuditi i jesti sve što mu je na putu.
That reminds me of some of the brahmacharis in the old days. They were like that. They would just eat and sleep.
Neki od brahmacharija u ta stara vremena su bili takvi, samo bi jeli i spavali.
It's changed now. It's not like that.
Promijenilo se.
Anyway, we first joined the Hare Krishna movement. We were quite unusual.
Kad tek počeo Hare Krishna pokret, bili smo vrlo neobični.
So anyway, you know, they woke him up for one day to fight. He came out, finally. And he was just like, when he saw the monkeys, he saw, wow, this is like monkey prasad. So he just started grabbing monkeys. He was so big, he had a big hand, and he would grab 100 monkeys at a time. He was stuffing monkeys in his face, you know. And the monkeys were just, they were chewing him. He was having monkey prasad. And all the other monkeys were running. And Hanuman saying, come on, we got to fight this guy. So they were trying to fight him. And the monkeys were scared. And they were, but finally they start fighting it. And then after a while, Ram joined the fight. And he shot an arrow and killed him.
Ram, no? Tako majmuni su bili tako ogroman da bi trpao po 100 majmuna usta.
Ram, I think it was Ram that killed him. Yeah, it wasn't Lakshman.
Da bi Lakshman ili Ram? Ram.
Ram.
Ram, Ram. Ramachan. Yes.
Kumbhakarna, yeah. Ram killed Kumbhakarna.
Rama ga je ubio. Kumbhakarna bi trpao usta po 100 majmuna.
So he was so much an illusion.
Bio veliko iluzije.
He simply was into eating and sleeping, that's all.
Zanimalo ga samo jedenje i spavanje.
So what is the last of the two sets of demons were Shishupal and Dantavakra.
Zadnji set demona su Shishupal i Dantavakra.
What was Shishupal's characteristic? Envy. He was so envious. When he was born with four arms.
Rodio se s četiri ruke.
He actually had a divine birth.
Imao božansko rođenje zapravo.
Because his mother was the aunt of Krishna. She was related. He was Krishna's cousin.
On je bio Krishna rođak, njegova majka je bila Krishna tetka.
And he had four arms.
Imao četiri ruke kad se rodio.
And, you know, when the mother sees the child, she waits for the first words of the child. You know, the mother's always saying, when will the child speak? What will he say? Mama, dada, like that. Mm. You know, so many things.
Tako je majka čekala, kao svaka majka čekala prve riječi djeteta.
But what was Shishupal's first words?
Koje su bile Shishupalove prve riječi?
The first thing he said was, you rascal Krishna.
Prvo što je rekao u životu je bilo
first words of the baby.
He's
a rascal Krishna.
Ti netko je Krishna.
Yeah, he didn't like, he hated Krishna. But from the time he was born.
Od samog rođenja.
And he was always blaspheming Krishna.
I uvijek je vrijeđao Krishna.
So one day his mother took him to an astrologer.
Jednog dana majka ga odvela astrologu.
And the astrologer.
So I have to go to toilet.
Okay. Okay. Should I speak slower?
Yes, a little bit slower. Okay. For me.
Okay, thank you. And his mother brought him to an astrologer.
Njegova majka ga je odvela astrologu.
And the astrologer said that when he sees the person who will be the cause of his death, two of his arms will fall off.
Jasov je rekao da kada vidi osobu koja će biti uzrok njegove smrti, dvije ruke će otpasti.
She was a little shocked.
Bila je malo u šoku.
So she took him home, and then finally he had his one-year-old birthday, and his mother was so happy.
Odvela ga je kući, majka bila jako sretna, imali su proslavu prvog rođendana.
So she invited all the family members to come for the celebration.
I pozvala je cijelu obitelj da dođu na proslavu.
And she invited Krishna to come.
Pozvala je Krishnu da dođe.
Krishna says, you don't want me to come.
Krishna je rekao, možda bolje da ne
she
dođe.
Said, oh, Krishna, you want to come and see my baby.
Ali Krishna, trebaš doći vidjeti moju bebu.
So nice.
Tako je lijepa.
Yeah. So she, Krishna said, well, I don't think I should come.
A Krishna ipak govorio da možda bolje da on ne dođe.
Krishna knew.
Jer je znao.
Yeah. So finally his mother said, Krishna, you must come and see my baby. You're his cousin. You must come.
Ali insistirala Krishna, moraš doći vidjeti moje dijete. Ti si njegov rođak.
Krishna said, all right, I'll come, but you're not going to like what's going to happen.
Ali Krishna je rekao, u redu doći ću, ali neće ti se svidjeti što će se dogoditi.
So he came. And then, when he saw, he took a look, he came and took a look at Shishupal, who was only a one-year-old baby. And then soon as the baby saw Krishna, two of his arms fell off.
Došao je i ugleda Shishupala, koji u to vrijeme imao samo jednu godinu. Bio je beba od jedne godine i u tom momentu dvije njegove ruke su fell off.
Yeah.
Otpale.
Yeah. And then his mother said, Krishna, you're going to be the cause of the death of my baby?
A majka onda shvatila, Krishna, ti ćeš biti uzrok smrti mog djeteta.
Krishna said, I don't want to kill him.
Krishna rekao, ne želim ga ja ubiti.
But he hates me.
Ali on me mrzi.
He can't stop blaspheming me.
Ne može prestati kritizirati me.
But I'll give him a benediction.
Ali daću mu blagoslov.
He can blaspheme me 100 times.
Može me kritizirati 100 puta.
Without stopping.
Bez prestanka.
But if he must take a break after 100 times and then he can begin again.
I mora napraviti pauzu.
But if he goes more than 100 times blaspheming, then I'm going to have to do something.
Ali bude li me kritizirao više od 100 puta?
It's a nice benediction, right?
Da, onda će, ako me kritizira više od 100 puta, onda ću morati nešto poduzeti.
So during the Rajasuya sacrifice, all the great sages and all the great kings were there, and they were about to perform the sacrifice. And then they wanted to elect who was the most outstanding personality to be worshipped in this sacrifice.
Organizirana je Rajasuya žrtvovanje i trebalo se izabrati koja osoba najkvalificiranija da vodi to žrtvovanje.
And so they unanimously elected Krishna.
I svi su jednoglasno izabrali Krishnu.
Then Shishupal got up. He said, what do you mean, Krishna? He started criticizing Krishna.
Shishupal je počeo
all kinds of names.
Negodovati. Kako mislite,
Krishna is so unqualified. He's saying all bad things about Krishna.
Počeo nalaziti sve loše kvalitete u njemu i kritizirati ga.
And some of the people were getting really upset.
Neki ljudi su se jako uznemirili.
Krishna calmed them down.
Krishna ih je smirio.
Shishupal was so angry and so envious. He just couldn't stop criticizing Krishna.
A Shishupal je bio tako ljut da nije mogao stati kritizirati Krishna.
And but Krishna was counting.
A Krishna je brojao.
96 97 97 98 98 99 99 100 101 101. As soon as he hit 101, Krishna took out his Sudarshan chakra cut off his head.
Čim je došao na 101. uvredu, izvadio Sudarshan čakru i otkinuo mu glavu.
Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Devotees become happy when demons are killed.
Bhakti su sretni kad su demoni ubijeni.
So, you know, he was so envious. And envy, what is envy?
Bio je tako zavidan. Što je zavist?
Root, envy is the root cause of all anarthas.
Zavist je korijen svih anarti.
Prabhupada says, so you can somehow get rid of all the other anarthas. But envy, it's the most difficult one to get rid of.
Srila Prabhupada kaže, možete se riješiti svih anarti, ali zavist je najteže iskorijeniti.
There's an antidote or counteraction for everyone. We'll explain this at the end. You can get rid of lust by doing this. You can get rid of anger by doing this. And you can get rid of greed by doing this.
Za svaku anartu postoji nešto što je može poništiti.
But you can't. Envy, you have to just stop envy.
Ali zavist moraš jednostavno zaustaviti.
How do you get rid of envy?
Kako se riješiti zavisti?
Become the humble servant of the devotees.
Postati ponizan sluga bhakta.
That's the only way. Become humble servant of the Lord and become humble servant of the Vaishnavas. Then one, that's the way to destroy envy.
Ponizan sluga bhakta, ponizan sluga Krishna, to je jedini način kako zaustaviti zavist.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives an interesting analysis of these six anartas.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur daje interesantnu analizu ovih šest anarti.
He says, in anger, lust is there.
U ljutnji prisutna je požuda.
In greed, anger and lust is there.
U požudi prisutne su ljutnja. In greed,
lust and anger is present.
U pohlepi prisutne su ljutnja, požuda i gnjeva.
In illusion, lust, anger and greed is there.
U iluziji, požuda, ljutnja i pohlepa.
Yeah. And in pride, lust, anger, greed, and illusion are there.
U ponosu su prisutne požuda, ljutnja, pohlepa i iluzije.
And in envy, they're all there.
A u zavisti prisutne su sve.
So envy is the root. Envy is why we're in the material world.
Zavist je razlog zašto smo u materijalnom svijetu.
We become envious of Krishna, so we fall.
Postali smo zavidni na Krishnu.
So the only way you can get rid of envy is become the humble servant of the devotees. There's no other way.
Dakle, nema drugog načina kako da se osoba riješi zavisti nego da postane polizan sluga bhakta.
What is envy anyway?
Što je zavist?
Envy is appreciation upside down.
To je osjećaj cijenjenja, ali okrenut naopako.
Means that you like something somebody has, but you want it.
Znači da cijenite, volite što netko nešto ima, ali vi to želite.
Oh, that person is rich. I want to be rich like them.
Ta osoba je bogata. Ja želim biti tako bogat.
That person is getting all kinds of worship. I want to be worshipped.
Ta osoba je obožavana. Ja želim biti obožavana.
Why are they worshipping him? He's no good. They should worship me. Don't they tell? Can't they understand I have all good qualities?
Zašto njega obožavaju? Mene treba obožavati. Kako ne razumiju da ja imam sve te dobre odlike?
You know, this ladies see, oh, that girl, she's more beautiful than I am. Let me become more beautiful than she is.
Da me vide da neke djevojke su jako lijepe, požele biti isto tako ili još ljepše nego one.
Yeah, women want to be beautiful so they can attract men.
Žene su lijepe da privuku muškarce.
There was one movie star. She was very beautiful.
Bila jedna filmska zvijezda, vrlo lijepa.
She was from France.
Bila iz Francuske.
Famous movie star.
Poznata filmska.
Do you remember Brigitte Bardot?
Brigitte Bardot.
Yeah. It's kind of going way back, but maybe you remember anyway. Anyway, she was so beautiful and very, very famous because of her beauty.
Bila je jako lijepa i vrlo poznata zbog svoje ljepote.
And she was attached to the idea that she was beautiful.
I bila je vezana za tu ideju da je lijepa.
But one day, after she became a little older, she looked in the mirror.
Ali jednog dana, nakon što je malo ostarila, pogledala se u ogledalo.
Some wrinkles were there.
I vidjela je bore.
And she She became so unhappy to see that her beauty was fading.
Postala je tako nesretna vidjevši da njena ljepota vene.
She stopped going out in public.
Ne prestala izlaziti van kao javnost.
Yeah, because she was thinking now everything I lived for is gone. She was so unhappy because.
Razmišljala je sada za sve što sam živjela nestalo je tako je bila nesretna.
So this is envy. Everyone wants to be. Krishna is the most beautiful.
Krishna je najljepši.
Right? You simply look at Krishna, and then your desire for looking at beautiful things will become satisfied. Yeah. Right? There's a story, Ramanujacharya. He would hold a festival every year.
Održavao bi festival svake godine.
And there was this one man, he would come every year with his wife.
Jedna osoba bi došla svake godine sa svojom ženom.
He was a rich man.
Bio je bogataš.
And he would simply be in the festival. And he'd have an umbrella he'd keep over his wife's head and he would just look at his wife. That's all he would do.
Jednostavno bi bio na tom festivalu, držao bi kišobran i držao je nad glavom svoje žene u kojoj bi neprestano gledao.
He wouldn't look at anything else but his wife.
Ništa drugo ne bi vidio nego svoju ženu.
Through the whole festival, he would just be there.
Tokom cijelog festivala.
Looking at his wife the whole time. And then the devotees, they were getting upset.
Well,
this guy coming, all he does is look at this woman all day. So they went to Ramanujacharya and they complained. This man comes to our festival all year and he just stares at his wife. Imagine somebody coming into the temple and doing that, right? You would tell him, Prabhu, come on. Do something different. Anyway, so Ramanujacharya came and he met the man and he started speaking to them.
Ramanujacharya došao, upoznao čovjeka i popričao sa njim.
Then he asked him, why are you just looking at this woman?
Zašto stano gledaš u ženu?
He said, my dear Ramanujacharya, there is nothing in this creation more beautiful than these eyes. I have never seen eyes so beautiful. Therefore, I cannot pull my attention away from these eyes from one second.
Čovjek je odgovorio, dragi moj Ramanujacharya, gledam u nju jer ne postoji ništa ljepše u ovome svijetu od njenih očiju.
So Ramanujacharya said, but if I show you something more beautiful, will you look at that in the same way?
Ramanuđa odgovorio, ali ako ti ja pokažem nešto još ljepše, hoćeš li na isti način gledati u to?
Man says there's nothing more beautiful.
Čovjek je bio siguran da nema ništa ljepše od očiju njegove žene.
I guarantee I can show you something even more beautiful.
Ramanuđa insistirao da on ima nešto još ljepše za pokazati.
And the man says if you do, then I accept. I will look at that.
Čovjek je odgovorio, okay, ja ću prihvatiti.
He was attracted to beauty.
Jer je bio privučen ljepotom.
So Ramanujacharya said, come with me.
Ramanuja ga pozvao, dođi sa mnom.
Took him to the temple.
I otišli su u hram.
And he showed him the beautiful form of Ranganath.
I u hramu mu je pokazao prekrasnu formu gospodina Ranganatha.
He said, behold the eyes of the Lord.
I pokazao mu je oči.
He looked into the beautiful eyes of Sri Ranganath Dev.
I vidio tamo prekrasne oči gospodina Ranganatha.
And immediately he became captivated.
I bio očaran s time.
He couldn't stop looking.
I nije mogao prestati gledati.
Finally he said to Ramanujacharya, I surrender.
I napokon rekao je,
you have shown me something even more beautiful than my wife's eyes.
I pokazao si mi nešto što je ljepše od očiju moje žene.
Actually he became a devotee. Him and his wife both joined the movement. And became one of the best grihastha couples under Ramanujacharya.
I oboje su se pridružili pokretu i postali jedni od najboljih parova u Ramanuja sampradaya.
Yeah, I forgot his name. What was his name? Do you remember? Anybody? Danardas, you're right. You got it. Danardas.
Danardas.
Yeah, tako se zvao. He was wealthy too.
Bio je bogat.
Because Danar means riches.
Danardas.
Yeah, Danardas. Yeah. And we went to see, this year, we went to South India and we saw the deity of Ranganath.
Ove godine smo bili u Južnoj Indiji i vidjeli tamo božanstvo Ranganatha.
And I can tell you that Didi's eyes are very captivating.
I vjerujte mi, oči tog božanstva su zaista očaravajući.
It's like a mystical spell.
To je kao nekako...
Beautiful Didi. He's laying down, but his eyes are so attractive.
Božanstvo leži, ali oči su mu
tako. So the beauty of Krishna is real.
The
beauty we see in this world is just a tiny spark of Krishna's energy, which eventually will change.
Ljepota ovoga svijeta je samo iskra njegove energije koja će se promijeniti.
We see our wife, we think, oh, how beautiful she is.
Vidimo svoju ženu, oh, kako je lijepa.
But after 20 years, she becomes an old bag. Right?
Ali za 20 godina postaće stara vreća.
We see our husband, he's so handsome.
Vidimo lijepog muža.
And after 20 years he becomes an old hag.
Za 20 godina postaće stari tovar.
All wrinkled up.
Sav smežuran.
And you try to change the wrinkles, you put makeup and put this cream and this lotion and that lotion, and then you sand it down and polish it up and so many things. And
bore se pokušavaju popeglati različitim kremama i losionima.
It's like it's never the same. This is the material world.
To je materijalni svijet.
So real beauty is Gornitai.
Prava ljepota su Gornitai.
Lord Chaitanya was very beautiful.
Gospodin Chaitanya je bio preljep.
One of his qualities, he had beautiful eyes and beautiful golden complexion, long arms down to his knees.
Ima prekrasne oči, zlatno puti do
ruke. His eyes were so big that they would come all the way to his ears almost.
Bile su velike oči da su skoro do ušiju dolazile.
Beautiful. The transcendental beauty of the Lord cannot be compared to any beauty in this world.
Ljepota gospodina ne može se s ničim usporediti.
So, what were we talking about? Oh, envy. Envy. Everyone is envious. Everyone wants something, some material quality to attract,
govorili smo
to
zavisti.
Become popular. But the greatest of all gains is to become the humble servant of the devotees.
If we can
become the humble servant of the devotees, we have achieved perfection in our life.
To je najveće dostignuće, pobijediti zavist na način da postanemo porizni sluge bhakta.
Because when envy is there, no one, a person can never be happy.
Jer dok god je prisutna zavist, osoba ne može biti sretna.
So another way you get envy is just by becoming satisfied.
Tako da osoba može postati zadovoljna, tako će isto. Tako.
Krishna's giving me exactly what I need when I need it, so therefore I'm happy.
Osoba treba biti zadovoljna s onim što mu Krishna daje.
To be satisfied means to be free from envy.
Biti zadovoljan znači biti slobodan od požude, zavisti.
And what was the last one? Who was Dantra?
Što je bila zadnja stvar?
What was his? One more we left out. What causes madness?
Što izaziva ludilo? Madness.
Of course that's illusion, but madness is illusion. No, there's one more we missed. We forgot.
Još nešto smo zaboravili.
Anger.
Ljutnju.
Anger. That was Dantravarka. Right?
To je bio Dantravarka.
When Krishna, when he had a mission, he had killed Shishupal. Now he was going to, I think he was going to Hastinapur, and he was on his way, and Dantravarka came.
Krishna ubio Shishupal. Poslije toga je došao Dantravarka.
And Dantravarka and Shishupal were good friends.
Dantravarka i Shishupal su bili dobri prijatelji.
As demons sometimes are, they say they have friends, but really nobody's anybody's friend. They just say like that.
Tako kažem, mada demoni baš ne mogu među sobom biti prijatelji.
He came right in front of Krishna, he challenged Krishna. Krishna, you killed my friend Shishupal, therefore you must die.
Došao, izazvao Krishna. Ubio si mog prijatelja Shishupala, zato moraš umrijeti.
So Krishna just knocked his club out of his hand. He had a club.
Izbio mu je buzdovan iz ruke.
And then, without even picking up his club, he just came charging at Krishna with his... It says he charged at Krishna with red-hot anger.
Izazivao je Krishna.
And Krishna just punched him.
Krishna ga je samo malo klepnuo.
And killed him.
i ubio.
He didn't waste time with Dantravarga because he was busy. He had other things to do.
Ima je pametnija posla, pa se nije puno zadržavao sa njim.
So what is anger?
Što je ljutnja?
Anger is, they say, anger is the younger brother of desire.
Ljutnja je mlađi brat želje.
When desire is unfulfilled, one becomes angry.
Ako su želje neispunjene, osoba postane ljuta.
When you expect people to be like you want them to be and they don't, then you become angry at them.
Kada očekujete od ljudi da budu nešto što vi želite, onda
everyone's angry because everyone has got unfulfilled desires.
Svi su ljuti jer imaju neispunjene želje.
Because material desires cannot satisfy, therefore the result is anger.
Zato što sve materijalne želje ne mogu ispuniti i rezultat je uvijek ljut.
Dajete i višajam pumsam, ta sengat sanjajete kama, kama krodo bijajete, krodo bavati samoham, samoham sriti bibama, sriti bramsa budinasa, budinasa panashiti. By contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops lust. From lust, anger, from anger, delusion, from delusion, bewilderment of memory. When memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost. And when intelligence is lost, one again falls down into the material world. Bloop. One goes back down. Simply by contemplating sense gratification.
Jednostavno kontemplirajući o predmetima čulnog uživanja. Osoba... I don't know the whole verse.
Okay, you did good.
Jel neko zna cijeli stih?
You want to read it from Gita?
Yes.
We have 262, 263, two verses. It's an important verse because if you can learn this verse, you will, and avoid this, you will have no problems in your Krishna consciousness.
To su važni stihovi, trebalo bi ih naučiti, primijeniti, onda nećemo imati problema u svjesnosti Krišne. Dok razmišlja o predmetima, osjetila osoba razvija vezano za njih. Iz takve vezanosti razvija se požuda, a iz požude nastaje srdžba. Iz srdžbe nastaje potpuna iluzija, a iz iluzije pomračenost pamćenja. Kada je pamćenje pomračeno, osoba gubi inteligenciju, a kada izgubi inteligenciju, ponovno pada u materijalni vrtlog.
So it begins by contemplating sense objects. So how do you avoid that? Contemplate Krishna.
Sve počinje kontemplirajući objekte čula. Kako to izbjeći?
Kontemplirajte Krishna. Just put something spiritual in your mind.
Treba imati nešto duhovno u umu.
And then, of course, we have to be careful because it's easy to contemplate sense gratification. We have to just absorb ourselves in what we say, activities that are free from sense gratification.
Moramo zato biti vrlo pažljivi, odnosno sebe uključiti u one aktivnosti koje nisu povezane sa osjetilnim uživanjem.
So I'll give you a little formula at the end.
Evo mala formula za kraj.
For devotees, how to get rid of these things.
Za bhakte kako da se riješe ovih stvari.
For lust.
Za požudu.
You work hard.
Treba raditi napor.
Engage all your energy in the service of the Lord, and gradually your lusty desires will start to diminish.
Upotrebite svu svoju energiju za službu prema Krišni, sva požuda će nestati.
Regulate your senses.
Regulirajte osjetila.
And gradually, between keeping engaged in devotional service and regulating the senses, one can destroy lust.
Između angažmana u duhovnoj službi i regulirana čula, osoba postepeno može uništiti požudu.
For greed, we become greedy for Krishna.
Za pohlepu. Trebamo biti pohlepni za Krišnu.
Instead of collecting things for sense gratification, we become greedy to do service, we become greedy to preach, we become greedy to become greedy for spiritual activities.
Umjesto da prikupljamo koje kakve stvari, trebamo postati pohlepni za službom i za duhovnim životom.
For getting rid of anger,
kako se osloboditi ljutnje?
You become forgiving.
Postanite skloni opraštanju.
Yeah, by forgiveness, anger is destroyed.
Opraštanjem ljutnja se uništa.
And becoming attached to Krishna, not attached to sense gratification.
I treba biti vezan za Krišnu, ne biti vezan za osjetilno uživanje.
For pride, we develop pride and the fact that I am Krishna's servant.
Ponos možemo uništiti tako što razvijamo mentalitet da smo Krišnin sluga.
Prabhupada said that is real pride. I am proud to be a servant of the Lord.
Prabhupada je objašnjavao da je to pravi ponos. Ja sam ponosan što sam Krišnin sluga.
All these other forms of pride are all illusion.
Sve ostale vrste ponosa su iluzije.
Based on the body.
Bazirane na tijelu.
But real pride is pride that Jivir Surupainya Krishna Das. I'm eternally Krishna's servant.
Ali pravi ponos je ja sam Krišna, vječni Krišna sluga.
I'm the best. I'm in the best position because I know who I am. Therefore, I'm proud of the fact that I'm servant of Krishna.
U najboljoj sam poziciji jer znam tko sam. Zato ponosno tvrdim da sam ja Krišna sluga.
And the last one is envy. As I mentioned before, one can get rid of envy by becoming the humble servant of the Vaishnavas.
I na kraju zavist. Zavist se može pobijediti tako što osoba postane sluga.
Serve the devotees and don't try to be served by the devotees. Then we become free from envy.
Treba služiti bhakte, a ne gledati kako biti služan od strane bhakte, tako pobjeđujemo zavist.
Okay. So this is a little bit. Any questions?
Ima li pitanja?
Yes. Yeah. Each of the incarnations have a particular planet. I don't know. I don't remember being there. What do they look like? His devotees? Those who worship Varahadev. They're not boars.
Pitanje je bilo da li postoji planet kao na Vaikunta planet na kojem je predsjedavajuća božanstvo Varahadev. Je to bilo pitanje? Znači, da li postoji planet sa predsjedavajućim Varahadev?
Each of the incarnations has its own planet.
Svaka inkarnacija ima svoj planet.
In the Vaikunta realm. The highest of all the Vaikunta planets is Ayodhya Dham, or Ram's planet.
Najviše od Vaikunta je Ayodhya Dham, planet gospodina Rama.
Second below that is Lord Nrisimhadeva's planet.
Ispod nje je planeta Nrisimhadeva.
So each of the incarnations have their own planet.
Svaka inkarnacija ima svoj planet.
And one who absorbs himself in worshiping the Lord in that form, they when they attain liberation, they go to that planet.
I osoba koja obožava tu specifičnu inkarnaciju nakon ovoga života odlazi na taj planet.
And what do they look like? They have four arms.
A kako izgleda? Imaju četiri ruke.
Because all the Vaikunta residents have four arms.
Svi stanovnici Vaikunta imaju četiri ruke.
So if you read the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there's some description of what the residents of Vaikunta look like.
U Brihad Bhagavatamriti možete naći opise kako izgledaju stanovnici Vaikunta.
You want to go to Vras planet? You want to go to Varaha's planet?
Hoćeš ići na Varahi?
Generally, yeah. The Vaikunta residents have four arms. Yeah.
Svi stanovnici Vaikunta imaju četiri ruke. Da mogu lakše obući doti.
What did he say? They can take more prasadam too.
I da mogu bolje prasadam.
They can serve Krishna. Good. Four arms. Okay, any other questions? Yes, Ricardo. Anyone?
You said that the all anarthas are within the
envy.
So mm-hmm. If we try to overcome this envy, is it that we are destroyed all the anarthas?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you can't get as long as envy is there, the other anarthas will remain to some degree.
Dok god je prisutna zavist i ostale anarthe će biti do određenog nivoa prisutne.
Because envy brings anger, envy brings lust, envy brings pride.
Envy uzrokuje sve ostale anarhije.
So as you destroy envy, then all these other anarthas also gradually go.
Tako da kad se uništi zavis, postepeno nestaje sve ostale anarhije.
Krishna says in Gita in the ninth chapter.
Krishna
he says the first verse in the ninth chapter.
Kaže u Bhagavad Gita u devetom poglavlju u prvome.
The qualification for understanding transcendental knowledge is to become non-envious. He says, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Idam te idam tu te guyatamam pravaksyami asasuyave jnana vijnana sammitam yadyatva mokshase subhat. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential secret, confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of all the miseries of material existence.
Dakle, deveto poglavlje, najpovjerljivije znanje stih prvi. Svevišnja božanska osoba reče, dragi moj Arjuna, budući da mi nikad ne zavidiš, prenijeću ti ovo najpovjerljivije znanje i spoznaju, zahvaljujući kojom ćeš biti oslobođen bijeda materijalnog postojanja.
No one can explain Bhagavad Gita or give perfect knowledge of Krishna if he is envious.
Nitko ne može prenijeti znanje Bhagavad Gita, znanje o Krišni, ako je zavidan.
Krishna gives the qualification for receiving transcendental knowledge and speaking transcendental, one has to become non-envious.
Krishna daje tu mogućnost da čujemo transcendentalno znanje i da ga prenesemo dalje, ali kvalifikacija da bi to obavili mora biti da ne smijemo imati zavisti.
And if you cut down the root of envy, you cut down all the other anarthas.
I ako prekinemo taj korijen zavisti, na taj način ćemo očistiti sve anarte.
Yes, that's true. Yes, Prabhu, question about Shishupal?
Why is Shishupal so envy? Zavidan. So much, have so much envy toward Krishna.
Why?
Why?
Oh. The living entity in the material world is envious of God.
Živo biće u materijalnom svijetu je zavidno na Boga.
Because they want to be God.
Jer želi biti Bog.
What is the quality of God?
Koja je kvaliteta Boga?
He's the enjoyer and he's the controller.
On je uživalac i kontrolor.
So the living entities in all this material world are envious because they want to be the controller and the enjoyer.
Tako da su sva živa bića zapravo zavidni na Boga jer žele biti uživaoci i kontrolori.
Shishupal was one of the demons that took birth in the curse of Jayan Vijay.
Shishupal je jedan od demona koji je se rodio zbog prokletstva Jaya Vijaya.
And Krishna acted these pastimes just to show many things, but one thing he wanted to show is that you can't get rid of these bad qualities without my mercy.
I Krishna je uzrokovao ove zabave da pokaže mnoge stvari, a jedna od tih stvari je da ne možeš se riješiti loših kvaliteta bez moje milosti.
A person wants to become free of these, but without taking shelter of the Lord, they can't.
Osobe se žele možda i osloboditi ovih diskvalifikacija, ali ne mogu ako ne uzmu utočište gospodine.
So each of these anarthas are like demons.
Tako da su svaka od anarti poput demona.
And only Krishna can kill demons.
A samo Krishna može ubiti demone.
Demons are more powerful than we are.
Demoni su moćniji od nas.
So one has to take shelter to destroy these demons. One has to take shelter of Krishna to destroy these demons.
Zato osoba mora uzeti utočište Krishne da uništi te demone.
So in the case of Shishupal, Krishna wanted to show the world, you know, the personification of all these qualities. Why was Ravana so lusty? Why was, you know, Kubrakarma so much an illusion? These are the qualities of the living entity in the material world, and there are some persons who have them with great, great, you know, quantity.
Krišna je sa tim htio pokazati sa primjerom Šišupale da osoba u velikom umjeru može imati sve te odlike sadržane u sebi.
Even in this world today, there's people like that. They're so envious and so hatred and so angry and so lusty.
I danas imamo ljude poput njega koji žive u svijetu koji su tako puni požude, ljutnje i zavisti.
It's like when we go out on the streets for our sankirtan, sometimes they try to stop us.
Tako nas zaustavljaju kad idemo van kao sankirtan.
People become annoyed because of sankirtan.
Ljudi su uznemireni zbog sankirtana.
That means that they're envious of God. They don't want God glorified.
Zato ne žele čuti da se Bog slavi. Zavidni su na njih.
I remember one time we were doing sankirtan in one place.
Bili smo sankirtanu jedan put.
And we were passing by some shops.
I prolazili smo pokraj nekih dućana.
And one lady, she came out, she started yelling at us, stop, 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 stop.
Jedna gospođa izašla vanka i počela urlat na nas, stanite, stanite.
She was screaming, stop.
Vikala je.
And then we didn't stop, of course.
I mi smo stali.
In fact, we came around and we went past her shop again.
Zapravo smo otišli okolo, nastavili što smo radili, ponovo prošli ispred njenog dućana.
And she was screaming, stop. She was like almost dying. Sound like she was dying of pain or something.
Ona je dalje urlala, stanite, stanite.
And we were just, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Stop! It's killing me! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So some people are just, they're possessed with demoniac qualities.
Neki ljudi jednostavno su puniti demonskih odlika.
The demons are envious of the Lord.
Demoni su zavidni na Krišnu.
They want to destroy the Lord.
Hoće uništiti.
They can't kill the Lord, they try to harass the devotees of the Lord.
Ako baš ne mogu njega uništiti, onda ugnjetavaju njegove bhakte.
So Šišupal was one such person.
Tako je Šišupal bio jedna takva osoba.
Any other questions?
Još neko pitanje?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yesterday it was said that devotees shouldn't work so much, but today it is said that this is the mean how to overcome lust, to work more. So, ovaj sad zadnji dio. Devotees who work outside, who have their job, how can they...
Oh, that kind of work. No, not that kind of work, service.
Ne ta vrsta rada, već služba.
If you work more in the material world, your lust increases.
Ako radiš više u materijalnom svijetu, požuda narasta.
If you serve Krishna, your lust goes down.
Ako služiš Krishnu, onda požuda biva manja.
Do more service.
E, više raditi, ali raditi za Krishnu.
If you engage in service, then that energy that you want to use to satisfy your senses, the desires to satisfy them, they become used in Krishna's service. So you satisfy Krishna's senses instead of your senses, and then you become satisfied.
Dakle, osoba tako postaje zadovoljna što tu energiju koju inače koristimo za zadovoljavanje vlastitih osjetila iskoristimo za zadovoljavanje Krišnih osjetila. Tako osoba postaje sretna.
So we increase our service to Krishna, and our lust goes down. If we increase our service to the material world, then our lust goes up.
Većamo li našu službu prema Krišni, požuda biva manja i obrnuto.
Because in the material world, we're trying to gain something, some satisfaction through some gain, some sense gratification.
Jer u materijalnom svijetu stalno pokušavamo nešto dobiti zbog osjetila uživanja.
Now, if you're a devotee and you're working to support your family and you're just doing your, that's nice. But don't increase your job.
Normalno je raditi nešto da bi se mogla održavati obitelj. Međutim, ne bi trebalo neprekidno povećavati tu situaciju.
Increasing your job in the material world, you just make more money, that's all.
Jer ako samo više i više radimo, samo imamo više novaca i to je sve.
Anyway, and then what happens? You have less time for serving Krishna.
Da, i onda što se događa? Imamo točno manje vremena za služenje Krishna.
So you have to do what's necessary, minimum, and then use your time to serve Krishna.
Znači, raditi minimalno za održavanje, a većinu vremena posvetiti služenju Krishna.
Yeah, that's the formula.
To je formula.
When Krishna is satisfied, you're satisfied.
Ako je Krishna zadovoljan, ti si zadovoljan.
Because you're part and parcel of Krishna.
Jer si dio Krishna.
If you're, you know, if you go to work and you try to satisfy your boss, it's not the same.
Jer nije isto ako ideš na posao i pokušaš zadovoljiti svog šefa. Ili Krishna. Nije ista stvar.
You're not part and parcel of your boss.
Nisi dio i dijelić šefa. Već smo dio i dijelić Krishna.
Some people think like that.
Neki ljudi tako misle.
Okay, so we should stop. Yesterday we finished at 11. Today we finish earlier. 10:40.
10:40.
Okay. We have to come back for Sunday program. Okay, so thank you very much. This is a wonderful verse. Shall we chant the verse one more time? For those who weren't here. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Narasimhaya. Namas. Namas. Teja Teja Say. Avir Avir Bhava. Rajanaka. Rajadamstra. Karma Sayan. Radaya Radaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyasta Om Shram. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Sri Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.